best known for his hit recording of I Can't Get Started, Bunny Berrigan was among the finest jazz trumpeters of the swing era. He was one of the first to play the trumpet equally well from top to bottom and successfully fused Louis Armstrong's bravura power with Vic Spiderbeck's nuanced subtlety. Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. During this hour, the music of Bunny Berrigan and jam sessions live and on record with his own fine bands. This is the remarkable little band Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys from 1935, playing his own composition that celebrates a classic dish at one time popular in Harlem, chicken and waffles. Chicken and Waffles, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet with his Blue Boys, 1935. Launching this hour, I'm calling Soaring with Bunny Berrigan because of the comments typically made by musicians who'd heard or worked with him that, quote, he'd play lead and the whole band would soar with him. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me to appreciate this remarkable talent. Bunny Berrigan was active from the early 1920s until his death from alcoholism in 1942. In high demand for studio work from 1931 on, his trumpet is heard on over 600 recordings, not to mention live and broadcast transcriptions, of which we'll hear several exceptional examples. Berrigan was a very charming, popular, and well-loved musician, and apparently hearing him was quite memorable. Those who did say descriptions of his sound fail, that you had to be there to experience the magic. His presence drew a musical ensemble up to a higher level, adding a unique pulse and energy, and he had the ability to make any tune his own. Typically with the Rodgers and Hart tune, You Took Advantage of Me, Berrigan personalizes it with a wide range of tricks, from sly muted riffs to broad full-throated exclamations and odd little staccato notes. Thank you. Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys from 1935, You Took Advantage of Me. And we heard earlier Chicken and Waffles. Both had excellent contributions from Eddie Miller on tenor sax, composer, arranger Edgar Sampson on clarinet and alto, Cliff Jackson piano, and drummer Ray Baduke. This is Soaring with Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. During this hour, we'll hear some of Berrigan's best solos on record, exciting live air shots, and his biggest hit, I Can't Get Started. For over a decade and nearly 600 recordings before his death in 1942, Bunny Berrigan was one of the finest, most consistent, inspiring trumpet talents of his generation, white or black. Just a partial list of his employers, colleagues, and bandmates tells us he was constantly in high demand, from the Dorsey Brothers, the Boswell Sisters, Benny Goodman, Paul Whiteman, Artie Shaw, Frankie Trumbauer, Red Norvo, Andre Kostelanitz, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, CBS and NBC Radio, Columbia, Decca, Victor, and Brunswick Records. When the Swing Era magazine Metronome began asking its readers in 1936 to vote for their favorite musicians, they elected trumpeter Bunny Berrigan. A subsequent jam session at Victor Records placed him among fellow all-stars, trombonist Tommy Dorsey, guitarist Dick McDonough, drummer George Wetling, and Fats Waller. Thank you. Billed as A Jam Session at Victor, Honeysuckle Rose and the Blues featured Metronome Magazine's highest polling musicians of 1936, Fats Waller Piano, longtime friend and his frequent employer, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, drummer George Wetling, and Bunny Berrigan, trumpet. From 1936 on, Berrigan tried to run a big band, which went poorly because of his alcoholism and, frankly, because he was more interested in partying with his buddies in the band than managing the kind of disciplined operation needed in the music business. Nonetheless, much exciting music, and frankly some not so exciting, came out of Bunny's orchestra. But at its best, the band had a drive equal to the high-profile outfits, thanks in part to various drummers, Johnny Blowers, George Wetling, Dave Tuff, and Buddy Rich. Berrigan had few big-name musicians, but one who's really notable and not really well enough known is saxophonist Georgie Ault. Though his tone and attack rather defy description, I think, the tenor solos of Canadian-born Coleman Hawkins-inspired Ault brought a bright energy and lightness to the band before he moved on to join Artie Shaw and then Benny Goodman. Incidentally, Ault was much later heard prominently on the soundtrack of the 1977 film New York, New York, in which he also appeared. And you can hear Georgie Ault to good effect in these live performances by the Berrigan Orchestra, Shanghai Shuffle, and joined also by a very hot clarinetist, probably Joe Dixon, really tearing loose in Black Bottom.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's just how exciting the Berrigan Band could be in live performance, that from New York City in 1938. This is Soaring with Bunny Berrigan on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Yet to come this hour, more live recordings, some of Berrigan's best recorded solos, and his big hit, I Can't Get Started. Now, Bunny Berrigan's music had considerable range. He could achieve grandeur or nuance, pathos, or even low comedy. For instance, Jelly Roll Blues strikes a remarkably mournful tone, in strong contrast to the ironic and rakish muted trumpet solo heard in the opening of A Sky of Blue and so forth, which I suspect was obtained with a combination of lip control and probably a hat placed over the end of the trumpet bell. Two strongly contrasting sides of trumpeter Bunny Berrigan from 1938, the pathos of Jelly Roll Blues and sardonic tone of A Sky of Blue and so forth. Still ahead this hour, notable parallels to the life and music of Bix Beiderbecke, more exciting live air checks, and his biggest hit, I Can't Get Started. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me, Soaring with Bunny Berrigan. In this stunning 1937 recording of Blue Lou, Bunny takes three exceptionally muscular solos, and then we'll hear a rare Berrigan vocal.
Don't want to make music, just want to go. Susie does the doze, ooh, she do the loo. Mama, I want to get hot cha. I want to make boomba. I want to go. Kaka, siaka, sasa, doo. I've got no desire to carry seven barriers, but there's no limit of premise, tip-tom-tom in my tom-tom, mama. I won't make rhythm, don't want to make music, just want to go, wicky.
Berrigan getting silly, singing the lyric of Mama, I Wanna Make Rhythm, and offering up forcefully assertive solos in Edgar Sampson's Blue Lou, both from 1937.